There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. Let's begin in the United Kingdom, and the Intelligence and Security Committee is warning of a rising threat from Iran against Jewish and Israeli interests, equating it with threats from Russia and China. The report highlights Iran's increased willingness to conduct assassinations, espionage, and cyber attacks within the United Kingdom, with intelligence indicating plans for kidnappings and attacks. Jewish leaders stress that Iran actively targets Jews and Israelis in the UK, urging stronger government action. Meanwhile, a recent report by ISCAP warns that Canada should scrutinize millions of dollars of Doha funding linked to Qatar, Hamas, and the Muslim Brotherhood, influencing anti-Israel sentiment, especially on university campuses. The report highlights connections between these funds and protests with ties to Iran, Russia, and China, and identifies Canadian politicians and bureaucrats also linked to terror-connected charities. The report stresses the need for Canada to address foreign influence and safeguard its institutions from covert funding and extremist activities. Over 100 sheriffs from 30 states gathered in Fort Lauderdale recently for a training session hosted by ZACA, an Israeli emergency response organization in partnership with the National Sheriffs Association. ZACA leaders explained Jewish laws aiming to help law enforcement better serve Jewish communities' needs during crisis. Moshe Rosenberg, the executive director of ZACA North America, emphasized that such training promotes respectful, culturally aware responses during emergencies. Over the weekend, politicians and activists gathered in Vienna for the European Patriots Conference themed Peace, Freedom and Security. Criticism focused on French President Emmanuel Macron, accused of supporting a proposal potentially recognizing Palestine, also seen as aligning with Iran's interests and threatening Israel's security. The event also highlighted rising anti-Semitism in France, and Speaker Philippe de Winter urged Europe to unite in support of Israel and oppose Islamist regimes, whilst criticizing France's perceived appeasement. Let's now look at what other stories have made headlines. A major Slovakian music festival, the Rubicon Hip Hop Festival in Bratislava, has cancelled Kanye West's July performance amid outrage over his controversial song, Heil Hitler. A UK report reveals rising anti-Semitism, especially amongst the middle class, leaving Jews feeling increasingly excluded from mainstream activity. In South Africa, the IEC has rejected the Islamic State of Africa's registration due to insufficient signatures and citing conflicts with South Africa's constitution over Sharia law. The Israel Gymnastics Federation has announced its registration for the upcoming World Artistic Gymnastics Championships in Indonesia this October. Despite Indonesia's lack of diplomatic ties with Israel, the country recently welcomed Israeli athletes. Israel has launched its first state-owned communications satellite developed by Israel Aerospace Industries, marking a new space era. And finally, the Jerusalem Film Festival begins this Thursday, July the 17th at the Jerusalem Cinematheque, featuring a diverse program of dozens of feature-length films, including narrative, documentary, and experimental works. Notable guests include actress Gal Gadot and producer Lawrence Bender, who will be honored at the opening. Around 70,000 attendees from Israel and abroad are expected, including international film industry professionals and local filmmakers. Full details on the opening, screenings, and tickets are available on the festival's official website. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com, and if you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.